Start. I'm just going to do a brief introduction.
Hello. Thank you both for coming. We're very excited. Feel free to move up, make yourself comfortable. It'll be a very nice discussion, actually, I think is what it will be more like. So just making sure you're both in the right room. And the organizers were Jillian Barkley and Joyce, and she just left here. And we're all members of the Education Board. My name is Chris Chanya-Sulkett, and I'll be moderating. And this is organized again by the Education Board and their continuing education credits. Just to give you an idea, and this is my contact information, I work over at the Harvard School of Public Health at their AIDS initiative, managing their China AIDS project. And I also teach classes in international affairs at Northeastern and globalization as well. But if you have any questions later and you need to contact me, please let me know, especially if you have any interest in being involved on the Education Board. I just had to put this up because we on the Education Board are very interested in these conflict of interest disclosures. We were a part of organizing that. The other thing I wanted to mention is on the Education Board, we had sent out a notice inside those emails that you get on Inside Public Health with a link to a Zoomerang survey. So we're hoping that you got that. And if you didn't, to please email Annette Farabee there, because it should have been given to everyone who's in a section or a SPIG or a board, because we on the Education Board want to get your thoughts and ideas on trainings and webinars, perhaps, or sessions or learning institutes that you would like to see or that you feel that your colleagues would really enjoy. We definitely need you to fill out the survey and let us know, or you can also just email me directly. Our two learning objectives, we're going to describe at least two characteristics of effective learning distance programs offered in rural and or urban settings, but I'm sure we'll do many more than two characteristics. We'll also discuss the benefits of utilizing interactive training methods to ensure successful distance learning. And we have two very amazing, experienced, wonderful discussants. And I'm very excited because now our participants have outnumbered our discussants. good job. Our first discussant will be Charles Goodhue. That was sort of okay. I apologize for my poor pronunciation. And he'll be speaking on the Latin Americas and the Caribbean. He has an amazing biography. I was reading through everything, and he is, as his last name shows, a native of Quebec. And he's done everything. He worked on a multidisciplinary team in the Mayan rural communities in Guatemala. He has remained as a committed physician in public health. He has a master's of science in epidemiology and biostats. He's currently the chief of the Human Resources Department at the Pan American Health Organization. He's just done so much. It was quite long when I printed it out. It went over many slides. And then we also have Anella Auer, who will be speaking on successful distance-based learning. And she's wonderfully experienced, and I hope you'll ask lots of questions of both of them. She's the coordinator of the Leaders in International Health Program at PAHO as well. And she started working as a training officer for the WHO Fellowship Program prior to her current position at the Pan American Health Organization. She's served as a Peace Corps recruiter in Puerto Rico and the US and the Virgin Islands. She was also the country desk officer for the Peace Corps. As well, she has experience as a Spanish-English interpreter. I think between them, they can speak every language. I'm very excited. And now we have twice as many participants as speakers. This is going to be great.